From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a deadly day in Iraq with at least 65 people reported killed near the town of Al-Bab. The first explosion Friday struck an opposition security post in the village of Susyan, killing many civilians along with opposition forces and two Turkish soldiers. People had gathered at the security office where many of them were seeking permission to return to Al-Bab, which had been the scene of heavy fighting for months. The second attack came as local residents and rescue teams were retrieving bodies of those killed in the earlier bombing. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the first attack in Al-Bab, which occurred just one day after Turkish forces and their rebel allies took much of the strategic town from Islamic State. Iraqi troops on the ground continued to push into western Mosul on Friday, the last major urban stronghold held by Islamic State. They took full control of Mosul's international airport and a sprawling military base on the southwestern edge of the city. The territorial gains marked the first key moves in the battle, which is now in its sixth day. To rout the Islamic State from the western half of Mosul, Iraq's second-largest city. An Iraqi officer told the Associated Press the push into the Mamun district was followed by intense clashes with Islamic State militants. Yemeni security officials say a suicide bomber killed at least 8 soldiers Friday at a security base in the southern city of Zanzibar. The bomber, disguised as a driver carrying a load of wood, blew up his vehicle at the gate of a Yemeni base after failing to get inside. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.